would now like to turn the conference over to Rebecca Thies. Ms. Thies, please begin.
Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us today. We're here today to talk about the Great Recession and, in particular, its severity. What we wanted to do in the paper, The Great Recession's Long Tail, was really paint a picture 3 years out from the beginning of the recession of how the labor market has fared. We all know that it's been really bad. We've watched unemployment hover above 9% for the past 21 months. But we wanted to create a more comprehensive snapshot of what exactly we've seen 3 years out from the beginning of the recession. The paper begins by orienting our recession in history, showing in Figure A both employment losses and gains in all post-World War II recessions. There are a few things I'd like to point out in this graph. The first is the sheer depth of our job loss, illustrating that this really is not your typical recession. Most other recessions, 36 months after they started, we're not only seeing job gains, but most had been for well over a year. Only the three other major recessions, those in 1981, 1990, and 2001, had not experienced job gains around 24 months after the start date of the recession. This graph tells us another important story, too. What we can really see illustrated here is a story of a recession with two parts. The first part looks a lot like the other recessions, with job loss hovering around 1% to 2% for the first 10 months. The story of the first 10 months of our recession is one of a weakening economy that ultimately plummets from a decline in housing prices and consumers pulling back on their spending. It looks much like a normal recession until the financial crisis hits around August 2008. And at that point, we see job loss skyrocketing. And the point here is that this recession has really been anything but normal, since we saw a financial crisis on top of a recession. We're in a fundamentally different place now than we usually find ourselves 3 years out from the start date of a recession. This would suggest that we should collectively embrace a fundamentally different response to this recession than we normally otherwise might. The paper goes on to provide a comprehensive look at just how bad the recession has been. As I stated earlier, unemployment has been above 9% for 21 months. And the bad news is, even though we are projected to add jobs this year, the recovery is projected to continue on a very slow path. CBO just stated that it will take until 2015 for unemployment to drop to 6.1%. And this is about where it's at its peak in the downturn of the early 2000s. So this is the level we're now looking forward to, which is pretty unbelievable. On top of the high unemployment rate, we have a shortfall of 11 million jobs. And things are much worse for minority workers. Blacks and Hispanics continue to experience rates of unemployment far above the nationwide level, with blacks seeing around 16% unemployment and Hispanics seeing around 13%. Underemployment and long-term unemployment are major issues as well. While around 15 million Americans are unemployed, the total number of underemployed has grown to over 25 million people, or 16.7%. This refers not only to the unemployed, but also to people who can only find part-time work, as well as those who want a job, but who have actually given up seeking work. So there have been some very public political disputes over extending unemployment benefits over the past year. We believe that not enough focus has been on the long-term unemployed. This recession has seen an unbelievable spike in the share of people unemployed for 6 months or longer. We have, in fact, broken all post-war records related to the duration of unemployment spells, with around 6.4 million workers now identifying as long-term unemployed. And part of the reason long-term unemployment has affected so many is because we have seen a higher-than-normal ratio of job seekers to job openings. In October 2010, there were no jobs available for more than 3 out of 4 unemployed workers. That was down from a peak level of 6.2 to 1. And at the start of the recession, that ratio was 1.8 to 1. We conclude in the paper that the labor market woes we are seeing are largely demand-driven, as opposed to structural, because no industry exists where there is either a balanced ratio of job seekers to job openings, or even more job openings than job seekers. To conclude, what we've seen over 3 years since the start of the Great Recession has not only been abnormally high job loss, but also very anemic growth that has followed in the recession's wake. Even though the recession has officially been over for around 20 months, economic distress and joblessness remain widespread, and the jobs crisis remains severe enough that even with the minor job growth we are expected to see ahead, we're in such a deep hole that it could take many years before pre-recession levels of unemployment are restored.